Ozone history rewritten, glaciers retreating, and a breakthrough for dwarfism. MIT researchers have determined that measurable ozone depletion began in 1957, not 1985, when the Antarctic ozone hole was formally documented and which has served as the baseline for most ozone-related policy and scientific modeling. The 28-year revision matters enormously for understanding how long anthropogenic chemicals had been affecting stratospheric ozone before detection, and carries implications for modeling recovery timelines and verifying the effectiveness of the Montreal Protocol. The atmospheric finding landed against a backdrop of acute climate stress. A historic European heat wave has caused more than 1,300 excess deaths since June 21st. Swiss glaciers have hit their second earliest glacier loss day on record. In the United States, a heat dome is pushing dangerous temperatures to more than 100 million Americans as the July 4th weekend approaches, while the Lyell Hill Fire has burned 1,500 acres in the Columbia River Gorge, one of the Pacific Northwest's most biodiverse regions, forcing evacuations in late June, weeks before the fire season typically peaks. On the medical front, BridgeBio published Phase 3 trial results for infigratinib, an oral drug targeting achondroplasia, the most common form of dwarfism, affecting roughly 1 in 25,000 births globally and caused by a specific FGFR3 gene mutation. The results, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, showed the largest height gains ever recorded in a Phase 3 trial for the condition, and the company said it plans to submit to the FDA this quarter. The FDA also accepted Sandoz's applications for generic versions of Eli Lilly's tirzepatide-based drugs, Mounjaro and Zepbound, starting the formal clock on what could eventually be a far more accessible version of the decade's most commercially successful drug class, though patent litigation from Lilly is widely expected to delay generic entry. Morgan Stanley's designation of sodium as the new oil, tied to rising interest in sodium ion battery technology, adds a commodity dimension to the energy transition story. Sodium ion batteries carry lower energy density than lithium ion, but offer cost and abundance advantages that make them increasingly competitive for stationary grid storage, where weight matters less than price and cycle life. In a smaller but telling sign of how autonomous vehicles are beginning to pay unexpected municipal dividends, Austin reported that sensor data from Waymo robo-taxis has helped identify roughly 4 dozen potholes since spring. Data the vehicles collected anyway for navigation, now repurposed for infrastructure maintenance.